WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey there, Spartans. Welcome back to Spartan Mental Gym, your daily dose of mental toughness training. I'm your host, Hunter Rivers, and let me tell you, we're tackling something super important today, creating a safe space for self-reflection. Ever feel like you're running on autopilot? Like you're going through the motions but never really stopping to check in with yourself? We all get there sometimes. Life throws curveballs, stress piles up, and suddenly we're just reacting instead of truly living. That's where self-reflection comes in. It's like hitting the pause button on your life and taking a good hard look at who you are, what you want, and how you're getting there. But here's the catch. It's tough to reflect honestly when you don't feel safe doing so. We tend to shy away from uncomfortable truths, avoid looking in the mirror for fear of what we might see. That's why creating a safe space for self-reflection is crucial. It's like building a mental sanctuary where you can be vulnerable, explore your thoughts and feelings without judgment, and ultimately grow into a stronger, more authentic version of yourself. So, how do we build this sanctuary? Let's break it down. First, eliminate distractions. Think about it. Are you constantly scrolling through social media, checking emails, or just letting your mind wander aimlessly? These distractions can prevent you from truly focusing on your inner world. Turn off the notifications, put away your phone, and find a quiet space where you can be present with yourself. Second, practice mindfulness. This doesn't have to be complicated, just take a few deep breaths. Focus on your senses. What do you see, hear, smell, taste, touch? Ground yourself in the present moment and let go of any anxieties or worries about the past or future. Third, be kind to yourself. Self-reflection can sometimes bring up uncomfortable emotions, fear, sadness, anger. That's okay. It's a natural part of the process. Don't judge yourself for these feelings. Just acknowledge them and allow yourself to feel them without resistance. Remember, you're not perfect, and that's perfectly all right. Next, ask yourself tough questions. This is where the real magic happens. Dig deep into your beliefs, values, goals, and motivations. What are your strengths and weaknesses? What are you truly passionate about? What brings you joy and fulfillment? Don't shy away from the hard stuff. Those are the questions that can lead to the most profound insights. Finally, make self-reflection a regular practice. Just like you go to the gym to build physical strength, you need to dedicate time to building your mental muscle. Try setting aside a few minutes each day for quiet reflection, journaling, or meditation. Consistency is key. You know that feeling when you're finally able to articulate something you've been struggling with? Or when you make a breakthrough and suddenly see things in a new light? That's the power of self-reflection. It can be life-changing. Let me paint you a picture. Imagine Sarah, a brilliant marketing executive who always felt like she was one step behind. She juggled deadlines, meetings, and emails all day long, never taking time to truly assess her work or her happiness. Then, Sarah stumbled upon the concept of self-reflection. She started carving out 15 minutes each morning to journal and ask herself tough questions. What are my priorities? What am I truly passionate about? How can I create more balance in my life? As she continued this practice, Sarah began to notice a shift. Her clarity increased, her stress levels decreased, and she started making decisions aligned with her values instead of just reacting to the chaos around her. She even realized she needed a change, a move towards a less demanding role that allowed her more time for creativity and personal growth. This all started with creating a safe space for self-reflection. So Spartans, remember this. You deserve a space where you can be your truest self, explore your thoughts and feelings without judgment, and ultimately grow into the best version of yourself. Start by eliminating distractions, practicing mindfulness, being kind to yourself, asking those tough questions, and making self-reflection a regular practice. You've got this. Now go out there, create that safe space, and unleash your full potential. Don't forget to share your thoughts with me on social media. Use the hashtag SpartanMentalGym. Until next time, keep pushing those limits and stay strong, Spartans.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.